top brands, plus umbrellas at special savings, up to 60% off. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like the picture you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Dude, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Get better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Hi, this is Ann Zair, Republican candidate for Missouri's State Senate District 23. You know, I've been called a lot of names by the politicians, lobbyists, and special interests. Well, I tell you what I like. Being called a conservative, being called responsible. One I like most is Iron Lady. It says, I'm ready for a fight. I voted against tax increases. That's why I'm supported by business groups. I fought to protect our Second Amendment rights. That's why the National Rifle Association has endorsed me, Ann Zair, in the election for Missouri Senate District 23, the only candidate in this race to receive their endorsement, along with an A grade. I'm also proud to have the endorsement of the Missouri Fraternal Order of Police. I'm Ann Zair, and I paid for this message because a tough conservative is what voters want, and a tough conservative is what I am.
Paid for by Ann Zair for Missouri. Henry W. Cleaver, Sr., M.D., Treasurer.
It's summertime, and that means summer festivals and block parties and parades and being outside. It also means being away from your home, and sometimes you have to go to the bathroom when you're not at home. What happens then? Can I tell you about my friends at R&R Sanitation? Because if you can't go home, you gotta go somewhere. And R&R Sanitation's porta potties are bigger, means they're cleaner longer. So if you're in charge of the porta potties for your festival, for your parade, for your block party, think R&R Sanitation. It's a St. Louis company owned and operated. They spend the money to get a bigger porta potty. Not only is it roomier so you can collect your thoughts, but the reservoir underneath has more blue liquid, which means it's cleaner longer. Better priced, better selection, big and small. R&R PortableToilets.com, 314-776-4000. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, R&R PortableToilets.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Throughout this election, MSNBC has been there, challenging the candidates, moderating the debates and town halls, hitting the road with the campaigns and analyzing the stories from all sides. Now, as the Democrats gather in Philadelphia this week, MSNBC is there with the team that makes us the place for politics. Don't miss this week's in-depth wall-to-wall coverage of the Democratic National Convention on MSNBC.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
It's on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
big jugs.
Well, you know what? That is sexist. And I don't like it.
Yeah.
And I mean it. I mean that. I really mean it.
Wow.
Well, I know. Awkward, Dan, when something played that I don't approve of. We'll deal with it later. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 27th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by
Down the Good Foot.
James Brown had a song called The Good Foot. I wish he were still alive. I'd try to get him to record a song called Good Feet.
Down the good foot.
When I do the car, pull it up.
Sure.
And we'll play a little bit of Good Foot. And just in your minds, transpose it to Good Feet. That's our sponsor.
Hey!
Round and round she goes where she stops. Nobody knows. Who said that? Do you remember?
Was it a game show?
Ted Mack and the Original Amateur Hour.
Oh, man.
Round and round she goes. You spin a wheel. Where she stops, nobody knows. That's right. It's old people talk. At the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsors.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, it may be a good time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
I may be seeing Mr. Reardon, Mark Reardon, Mark and Jason, tomorrow early afternoon. I'll let you know how that goes. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Rad Boy. No, I'm sorry.
What?
You threw me off when you did that, Rad Boy. I don't appreciate it. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is high again.
He's pushing my... I'm pulling my arm and trying to show me a note. Let me read it. Hang on. No, I don't even know what you... No, that's not even what they do. Oh, he's criticizing your video on our Facebook page, Dan, where you're doing the, like the weather people do. And
oh, yeah.
Tips on how to dress in the hot weather.
On the mega map and
yeah,
everything.
And he said that you should have done that thing where you show up that the concrete or the asphalt is so hot that you can fry. Tell him what you said you could fry.
Cheese.
It's not cheese. It's an egg.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an egg.
You can fry cheese. You ever overheated cheese? It turns all crusty.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not what they do. They say it's so hot you fry an egg.
I like that, too.
What? Oh, burnt I do, cheese. Too. You know what? Just barely burn.
Yeah.
But just barely burn it a little bit. Now, see, now I want a grilled cheese sandwich. Now, I do. I can taste it right now.
Yep.
Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. A grilled cheese sandwich is so good. It's just cheese and bread and butter.
Yep.
But it's good.
I know.
If it's done right, and by the way, it's hard to do it wrong, it's good.
Still one of my favorites. Ever since I was a kid, I used to go with my grandpa to this little diner, and we'd sit at the stool at the bar, and I thought
I can't say stool. Oh, sit on a stool.
Sit on a stool.
I thought you said we'd sit in our stool.
No, no.
Okay.
I would order a grilled cheese.
That's a good story.
Really? Yeah, thanks.
That's a really good story.
And tomato soup? Are you one of those people?
No, I didn't ever get that combo. Some people do that, though. Yeah. They have tomato soup. Yeah. What is that about?
I don't know.
And they dip their grilled cheese in tomato
soup. No, you never do that.
No, I don't.
A good grilled cheese, you ruin it dipping it in something.
Yeah.
But it needs to be almost hot enough to burn your mouth. Just mm-hmm. where the cheese is still...
Molten
cheese. And then sometimes restaurants, I've actually known, there have been restaurants, that's their specialty, and they'll do like a 5-cheese, 2-layer kind of an overkill thing. We are brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. You find James Brown, the Good Foot? Did you find that song? Remember we talked about that? We talked about that just like a minute ago, and you were going to have that ready. And
oh, you got and it grilled cheese ready, and stuff.
And then, yeah, but it's still, he was going to have it ready. Get on the Good Foot. I can't really do a good job. He had a song called the good Foot.
Get past the people. Get past the good foot.
I think this would be appropriate to play because this music almost makes you want to dance, doesn't it? It makes you want to get up and dance like James Brown. And that's what you're going to want to do right there in the Good Feet store. You're going to want to get up and jump around on the Good Feet inserts. Thank you, James. That'll be enough. Thank you. That song, You Make Me Feel Like Dancing, you know that song?
Mm-hmm.
That's what those inserts will do.
Is that Leo Sayer?
Leo Sayer, yeah.
Yeah, that was a big hit. It'll make you feel like dancing.
Real high-pitched voice.
You make me feel like dancing. You make me feel like
find that one
Ted Danson. No, I don't.
Like Ted Danson.
So here's the deal. You walk into the Good Feet store, whichever one you go. There are two in the St. Louis area. Not moving very fast, not in a very good mood. You're in pain. Your foot hurts, your knee hurts, your leg hurts. All problems that could be coming from some issue with your feet. So you don't walk in there very fast. You're kind of sluggish and in pain. I've seen, there are people that almost dance out of that place. It's night and day. Because if this insert, arch support, whatever you want to call it, works, it's going to work right there in the store. You're going to put it in your shoe. They'll put it in your shoe. Put your shoe back on and get up and walk around and feel good. Now, if that's not what happens, then you probably have an issue that no arch support or insert can help. You may need surgery or something, but for thousands of people, they found the answer in a Good Feet store. And they probably, many of them, maybe most of them, went in skeptical. I don't blame them. I get it. I can understand how somebody can think, well, that is ridiculous that you're in pain and they put something in your shoe and the pain's gone. Well, say that to the thousands of people who found relief. It happens. It's happened over and over and over again. I hope it happens for you. Notice I didn't say it will. I don't guarantee anything because I don't know what your issue is, and I'm not a doctor. But it just may be that the headache, the neck ache, the back, the knee, the foot certainly, that pain could be taken care of with a simple insert arch support that is not going to be painful itself. It's not going to throw you off balance. It's not that dramatic. But your foot will know the difference. Two locations in the St. Louis area. On Olive, west of 270, kind of catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays. And in Shiloh, Illinois, on Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's, the Good Feet stores. Now, yesterday, I was going to talk about this, and I was too broken up to do it. I actually had to just push the note I had made to myself aside, and today I've been able to get it together, and am able to say that we lost one of the truly great fake psychics, Miss Cleo.
It's a
huge bummer,
man.
Yes.
Now, I don't know a lot about her. I know that most of her crap ran in the middle of the night.
Yeah, you want to hear one of her commercials?
I would love to, because
Who asked you to go out of town? The stupid young one or the married one?
The married one.
That's what me thought. Don't go, you hear me? Mm-hmm. And you know what? You're not listening to me because I see you going. I see you going. I'm just telling you, I'm trying to help you to avoid the heartache. Don't go blindly through life. Let me use the power of the tarot to show you the way. Call me now for your free reading.
Call 1-800-355-3765.
You got to be kidding. You got to be kidding me.
I can already see you going.
I would like to think that not one person in this audience was ever stupid enough to buy into this crap. This is another one of these Sylvia Brown type deals. And I might add, by her own admission, fairly recently, maybe once she realized she was sick and she was headed for hell if she didn't confess her charlatan ways, by her own admission, the accent was fake, okay? And she actually said she's not really a psychic. Now, how does that make all the people feel who, after all the years, threw money at her, thinking she had some sort of special ability? See, you know what she had a special ability to do? Get dumb people to pay her. Mm-hmm. That's what her talent and her ability was. She called it, these are her words, not mine, voodoo mambo. She said that she wasn't psychic, but she did possess voodoo mambo. That in itself sounds like a bunch of crap. What the heck is that supposed to be? Wow. Miss Cleo, dead at, I don't know, 50-something?
53.
Wow.
Yeah.
What'd she die of?
Cancer.
Well, she should have.
Well, maybe she saw it coming.
Yeah.
See, maybe that's why she decided, man, I better tell people I'm not really a psychic, because I know I'm going to die. I can't believe that. Here. And by the way, Dwayne, thank you for giving me the heads up on this, and a couple other listeners did too. But you can actually find articles where people say, you know, something about her talents and her contribution to the... What? No. She's just like Jim Baker or Sylvia Brown or any of these other people, these crooks. So, rest in... No, R-I-H. Rest in hell, Miss Cleo. We will not have a show Monday, August 1st. The reason I feel I need to mention this, and I need to mention it again tomorrow to remind you, is I'm trying to head off emails from people who will be complaining. It's apparent from some of the emails I've gotten in the past that there are people who think I have anything to do with things like this. I don't. Sometimes, and it happens sometimes with Mizzou, basketball occasionally, maybe football, we get bumped. And we're getting bumped Monday, August 1st, this next Monday, for some sort of pregame something for some soccer game we're not really even airing. I would appreciate you not emailing me expressing how mad you are, because we have nothing to do with it and we cannot stop it. So I appreciate in advance, I'm thanking you for not emailing you with WTF? Question mark. We will not be here.
All caps.
Monday. And here's the kind of person really hurt the most by this and disappointed. And I just got this email this morning. Dear Frank, I don't get to hear the show as much as I'd like to, but sometimes I get a day off. Not often. I worked very hard, two jobs. But this next Monday, August 1st, I will be off, and I will be able to hear your show. Monday afternoon.
Oh.
Now, thank you.
Who is that? Who wrote this?
Helen Hindcrack.
Hindcrack?
Yeah, Hindcrack. Helen Hindcrack from Shoveltown. Helen, I don't know what to say. We're not on Monday. I'm so sorry. Thank you for the email. Bill Clinton spoke last night at the Democratic National Convention. Let me tell you something. He still got it. He is still Slick Willie.
Yeah.
What a speech. I sat there thinking, man, oh, man, you are good. You are so good. Don't we have an excerpt from,
yes.
I believe we do, from last night's speech? Here's just a little of his.
I have a brother who's a drug addict. I'm very proud of him.
No, you know what? I think that was another speech.
Oh.
But
this one, maybe?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I remember, I'll tell you what I remember, and I'm frankly quite sure, although I have no specific memory, I'm quite sure. I don't remember that. I mean, there could have been. I can't say with any certainty. I just don't remember. But it's quite possible.
What?
I've done it since I was a boy, and I'm going to keep right on doing it until I can't do it anymore.
I'll tell you, this guy is the greatest actor I've ever seen. Last night, he talked about how Hillary was his best friend and their romance and their love. He left out the whole Monica thing and those other women. He kind of skipped over that part. Let me ask you a question. Can you turn away somebody from the Democratic National Convention? Are they allowed to turn? Let's say you're invited and says you and a guest. And you should be able to bring any. I would love it if somebody had brought Monica, Monica Lewinsky, to that thing.
Oh,
wouldn't
man.
That be something? That would have been great. Now, I'm going to ask a question I've never heard anybody ask, and I'm serious when I ask this. How do we ever know with any election if the results we're getting are actually the count.
Oh, and accurate and everything else. Yeah.
There's the local polling thing. Okay, then they turn the ballots in, and then they go somewhere, and they go somewhere, and ultimately there's, well, it looks like blank, blank, won by a landslide. How do we really know that?
Well, that and the fact that it's not even the popular votes that they were doing yesterday. It's just the delegates. A whole state is broken down.
And I still don't understand any of that.
To like 60 delegates or something.
I don't get it either. There's a commercial. I heard this thing today in the car. The product is Victoza. I think it's one of these pharmaceuticals. To ask your doctor about Victoza. I'm not making this up. In the commercial, it says, do not take Victoza. If, and then they go through the, you're pregnant, you're a heavy smoker, you drink a lot of excess alcohol to excess. And then it said, do not take Victoza if you're allergic to Victoza. It said
Whoa.
That.
If you're allergic to Victoza?
Don't take it if you're allergic to it.
How would you know?
Until you take it.
Yeah.
Wow. And if you do know you're allergic to it, do you need to be told not to take it? If you're, yeah, how would you even know? Wow. And Jesse Jackson, I just saw him on the monitor speaking. I think he's probably mad. They put him on. Look, it's 5:30, 6:30 their time. Mm. That's not prime time.
No.
And they don't give him a prime slot. He's Jesse Jackson, for goodness sakes. Look at all he's done. My goodness, he was on the balcony with Martin Luther King cradling him in his arms when he was shot. Oh, wait, no, they proved that was a lie. That was not true.
That's right.
You remember that?
Yes.
It was something on the balcony. One minute, we were having a conversation. And next minute, he saw I cradled him in my arms as he died in my arms. He wasn't even on the balcony when he got shot. Wow.
Jesse Jackson.
I don't know what else to say.
Jesse Jackson, to me... Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton are the two biggest...
Cut from the same cloth.
Yeah, and they're the two biggest racists in this country.
I could not agree with him more, Dan Strauss. In fact, I like doing the voice so much, I would like to introduce the ladies in this voice. Let's come in here, please.
You have a sponsor for this.
Yeah, I do.
Yes, nice.
I do. It's American Equity Mortgage. Jesse, would you do the American Equity... I would be honored to do it. You know... sometimes when you buy a home, there's a wealthy people that can afford to pay cash for the home. And they need a mortgage. And that's when my friend will come in, American Equity Mortgage. They will loan you the money for that home. And another thing is when you have equity in your home, you're a homeowner. And you use equity to borrow money the smart way. I'll take it from here, Jesse. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. I love listening to him. He's another one of those sort of hypnotic, you got a rhythm and going. If you are a homeowner, whether your house is actually paid for or you still have a mortgage, and even if the mortgage is not with American Equity, no problem. Use that equity, borrow money the smart way. They'll show you how to do it. They've done it for a long time. They're very good at it. 24 and a half years in business and 24 and a half years with this show. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. We continue with, and we're about down to the end. I'm almost out now of police officer jokes. This is a double blonde joke because it's a blonde female police officer pulling over a blonde female driver. And the blonde female cop walks up to the blonde female driver and says, "You're going a little fast there. I need to. Can I see some? Can I see driver's license, registration, and the stuff they always ask for?" And the blonde driver says, "You know what? I left my driver's license at home. I'm sorry. And the blonde female cop says, "Well, any picture ID. I need some sort of picture ID." She says, "What does that mean?" She says, "Anything with your picture on it." So the blonde driver rifles through her purse and comes to a compact, one of those things you open. It's got a mirror on it. And she sees herself and thinks, "Hey, there's my picture." So she says, "Oh, here. This is me." And she hands the compact with the mirror to the blonde police officer. And the blonde police officer looks at it and says, oh my goodness, why didn't you tell me you were a cop?
All right, we got to see how the traffic looks right now. Tim Weiland's airborne, Tim.
Yeah, we're flying right over Westport at this time, and traffic is pretty solid from right at Page, maybe just a tad south of Page, and I know that goes down through Doherty Ferry. You're probably going to be really slow from 44 all the way through Tesson Ferry because now that accident has two right lane blocks. Lanes blocked on southbound 270 at Tesson Ferry. We just got a report of an accident on westbound 70 at Market downtown that's causing delays there. Just looking at eastbound Highway 70, and you're slow from Highway 270 to east of St. Charles Rock Road. Didn't see any real reason for it except merging traffic. Westbound drivers, you're slowing from 170 past the airport. Then you're stacked up pretty heavy from Highway 270 out through 5th Street. Eastbound 270, that was just a little bit slow as you approached Lindbergh through Highway 170, New Florissant area. Then a great run to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Eastbound 40, what I can see now, you're slowing from about between Timberlake Manor and 141 through Mason. And on westbound 40, you're jammed up from Vandeventer out to McCausland. Looks like we're running pretty well until you hit 270 through Mason. This traffic report brought to you by CVS Pharmacy, now at Target. The pharmacy you trust is now in the store you love because CVS Pharmacy is now at Target. Expect more even when it comes to your health. Visit CVS Pharmacy now at Target. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
The Big Sports Show.
It's Jim Hewer, sports director at the Big 550 KTRS.
And I'm Brendan Weesey. Join us weeknights for the Big Sports Show.
Aroldis Chapman is now a Chicago Cub.
When he's right, you can't touch this guy. I saw the numbers, the Cardinals against Chapman, something like 090. There is no comparison. There is no team on paper that stacks up to the Chicago Cubs right this second.
6:30 to 9
on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey parents, the school year is quickly approaching. Wrap up your summer at Busch Stadium the weekend of August 5th through the 7th when the Cardinals host the Braves. There are great giveaways all weekend long. Friday night, take home a Cardinals fedora courtesy of Shane Company. Saturday, it's a vintage Cardinals bobblehead presented by AT&T. Sunday, all about the kids. Kids 12 and under with a ticket, take home a Matt Carpenter replica BP jersey courtesy of Powerade and Shop and Save. That's August 5th, 6th, and 7th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Carpenter lines it to right for a base hit.
This message is for all the kids in Cardinals Nation. This is Matt Carpenter. On Sunday, August 7th, we face the Braves, and it's Matt Carpenter Kids Batting Practice Jersey Giveaway. Presented by Powerade and Shop and Save. 12,000 kids ages 15 and younger entering with the ticket will take home my batting practice jersey. Kids, don't miss it. August 7th. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotion.
Listen to downtown St. Louis. Listen to Cardinal Nation.
Cardinals baseball. Tradition meets today.
If diets and diet products keep failing to flatten your belly, it may not be a diet product you need. You may need Somabiotics, the shockingly effective breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of waste from your body. Right now, you can find out for free how much flatter Somabiotics will make your belly, because they're currently giving away free trials to the public. For yours, call 1-800-600-6516. Strict limit of one per household. Somabiotics is not a diet product. It's scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to cleanse your system, flatten bloated bellies, and combat periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. If diets keep failing to flatten your belly, it may not be a diet you need. It may be Somabiotics. Call now for your free trial and see how much flatter it makes your belly. 1-800-600-6516. Hurry. Call now for details while they're still giving trials away for free. 1-800-600-6516. That's 1-800-600-6516.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to see the world more clearly through your own eyes. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Steven Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. You'll get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. Individual results may vary, so call right now and we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. 1-800-500-1599. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-500-1599. 1-800-500-1599.
So I just called our homeowner's insurance company.
Will they cover our busted air conditioner?
No, they said air conditioner breakdowns aren't covered by homeowner's insurance.
So what do they cover?
Well, they said they cover home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, even dinosaurs.
But dinosaurs are extinct.
Exactly, but they're still covered.
But not our air conditioner.
No,
but their air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like their electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-500-5114. Home insurance can cover what might happen.
What was that?
Dinosaur?
But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the washer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-500-5114. 1-800-500-5114.
Mike Parson says he's a conservative, but his insider record says something else. Parson has accepted almost $50,000 worth of free meals, free professional sports tickets, and free trips overseas from Jefferson City insiders. But that's not all. This year, Parson voted to raise our gas taxes by 35%. He sponsored tax credits that benefit his own business. And worse, Mike Parson slipped an earmark into the state budget to fund valet parking for his car at the state capitol. Enough is enough. Thankfully, we have a choice for Lieutenant Governor Bev Randles.
Growing up on a farm in southeast Missouri taught me the values of life, liberty, and a good education. I'm pro-life, I support the Second Amendment, and I strongly oppose one-size-fits-all education standards like Common Core.
Proven conservative leader Bev Randles for Lieutenant Governor. Paid for by Missourians for Randles.
How would you like fresh chicken breasts or a veggie salad as part of your vending options at your business? Well, it's possible thanks to Dynamic Vending. It's a brand new concept here in St. Louis. They've been around 25 years and have revolutionized the vending machine business. Dynamic Vending, with their state-of-the-art kitchen, will deliver fresh food to your vending machine every single day. Don't believe me? Call them and find out for yourself. DynamicVending.com. It's too good to be true. DynamicVending.com.
The following is a message from the Bud Light Party.
This election year, our calendars are filling up with lesser holidays, and it's becoming a problem. There's National Lumpy Rug Day, Shrimp Scampi Day, and Bat Appreciation Day. Everything is worth celebrating with a Bud Light, but come on, Bat Appreciation Day? This message approved by the Bud Light Party. Raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ARCAMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ARCAMidwest.com.
Out to Southern California we go. Check in with Mike Evans. If you like the segment, then maybe you can do us a favor and go to Annie Gunn's for lunch or dinner. Closed on Mondays with only a couple of rare exceptions a year. Or the Smokehouse Market right next door, or both. They're both on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Five stars for both. Gift cards, always a good idea. Here is Mike Evans. Jump right on in there, Homer. After a sip or two. Or a bottle or two.
Played a little golf today, 109 degrees with a wind, with a heat index of 120 degrees.
That is perfect golf weather.
Perfect golf weather.
You bet.
I try to walk a lot of the course when it's that hot.
I would.
Heat index of 120? I didn't know.
That's nothing.
But I didn't know, was there a lot of humidity today?
No, it was 114, and the thing was 120, and I think it was like 37%.
And that's high out there, 37. Wow. It's normally like 9.
Yeah. Pacquiao's question, name the name of the Kardashian who's nicknamed the Bully because of her bossy, mean, outspoken attitude. Khloe, Kim, Kylie, or Mama Chris? Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets, Miranda Kerr. Has called and told Katy Perry she feels her pain. She understands. Katy Perry has been dating Miranda Kerr's ex, Orlando Bloom, but over the past couple of weeks, Katy has been working in Los Angeles. Orlando has been in the Hamptons and has been spotted canoodling with several various beauties.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a lot of...
I sure hate to hear that.
Yeah, it's just a heartbreaker is what it is, Franco.
Sure is.
Something very weird about this Lindsay Lohan and her Russian boyfriend thing. And they have a physical altercation. The police have to be called. They're in London at his apartment. She rushes to the London airport in her pajamas. Shows up in Italy today.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
I don't know. This is something... The whole thing is just very odd.
And again, who cares?
It's very, very strange. I don't know. Maybe Igor found... That's her boyfriend, Igor. Igor found out that she was a gold digger. Maybe that's what happened.
Hmm.
I mean, certainly that's a possibility. She's broke and he's rich.
So aren't half the people in Russia named Igor? Isn't that a very common...
I think it is.
Wasn't that the character on Young Frankenstein?
Yeah.
That goofy, crazy-eyed...
Yeah, they called him Igor.
Yeah.
I can take care of that hump.
A good character.
What hump? That was Marty Feldman.
Yes.
With those great big bug eyes.
That's right.
Sorry,
hump. Way to make fun of somebody with an eye problem.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pokemon Go Nugget. They were shooting a chase scene in Hawaii 5-0 in Honolulu, and the star, McGarrett, was in the scene, and when they rolled through Merchant Street up on 4th Street Mall, if you know downtown Honolulu,
we don't.
There were some Pokemon Go players. They just kept on playing. they nearly got hit, never missed a beat looking for the Pokemon.
Now somebody's going to get killed with this.
I agree. He didn't even notice the 5-0 crew or the show star McGarrett going right by him. Very odd. Medical note, rumor. Willis.
He's pretty hot.
Has been out of sight for a while. Now she's been seen, and she's apparently had some work done. She looks a lot like her mom 25 years ago.
Well, that's not a bad look.
And a lot less like her dad, Bruce Willis, today.
I think mom was smoking hot.
Oh, absolutely. New York Post headline. Above the big story, sports story, that the National Hockey League, the Islanders, New York Islanders, the Long Island Islanders, are moving. They are moving from Brooklyn over to Queens. There was a map on the New York Post, and the headline screams, "The puck stops here."
That's good. That's good. That's a good
one. I like that. I don't think we needed that.
What, the rim shot?
Yeah.
Well, of course you did.
Yeah, that was
really good.
That wasn't a joke.
No,
though.
No. Oh.
Yeah, it's a pun.
Yeah, we're sorry.
What the heck is going on?
Well, he's sensitive today.
Mm-hmm.
And finally?
Dayton history. July 27, 1996, I was there when the Olympic Park bomb in Atlanta went off, killing two people, injured 111. The GBI, the FBI arrested Richard Jewell, who was 100% innocent, ruined his life.
I'll say.
They later arrested Eric Robert Rudolph. He's the guy that put the bomb there. Also bombed a couple abortion clinics. They used to bomb lesbian bars. But they ruined Richard Jewell's life. And on this date in 2003, true story, 100-year-old Bob Hope died, and his last breath was his final breath was a one-liner. Dolores Hope said that she had been bugging him for years about, do you want to be buried or do you want to be cremated? He never gave her answer. On his deathbed, she says, you're going to have to tell me if you want to be buried or you want to be cremated. And he said, surprise me. Surprise me. And with that, he expired. And finally.
All right. Here we go.
Name the Kardashian, whose nickname's Bully, because she's so mean and bossy. Is it Khloe, Kim, Kylie, or Mama Chris?
I'll go Chris, because I don't know the rest.
Chris.
Yeah, I don't care, so I'll take Khloe, because I don't count on one from the other.
Well, it's Khloe.
All right.
Oh. And Khloe, you know, some people say OJ's her daddy, so, you know, I hope she doesn't get so upset she goes out and cuts somebody's head off.
Yeah.
Well, he wouldn't have done that. Why would she?
Well, you're right.
He's innocent.
Right. Have a great day. I hear it's very muggy there in St. Louis today.
No, it's not true. That's a lie.
No, it's
not
beautiful.
It's beautiful. Crisp.
Now, okay. Crisp.
Crisp and invigorating.
Yeah.
Mike Evans, see you.
All right, there he goes. Without really meaning to, we did a pretty extensive commercial earlier for MD Health and Wellness, and it started with Dr. Doug asking me how I lost the weight. If you want to see the results of the weight loss, you go to our Facebook page. Facebook.com/AMandThePM. There I am in all of my lightness, L-I-G-H-T, or lighter, let's put it that way. Somebody walked in here earlier and go, wow, you're skinny. No, I don't think skinny would be the word, but certainly lighter, 30 pounds lighter. And I'm surprised Dr. Doug didn't know. He goes, how'd you do that? He's not listening very carefully. M-D, as in M-D, like Dr. M-D, M-D Health and Wellness in Bridgeton. That's what they do. That's one of the things they do. They also help a lot of people who are now men over 40 experiencing, a drop in the testosterone levels. There's what they call free testosterone. You want that number higher than it usually is if you're over 40. They help women with bioidentical hormone replacement. They help people like me lose weight. And I credit MD Health and Wellness. You have to give yourself some credit because, yeah, I had to go there. And I had to listen to them, and I had to do what they told me to do. But other than that, it was them. And it absolutely, 30 pounds later, let me tell you something, it's a great feeling. And it's going to be up to me here pretty soon to keep it that way. Now, you folks who have type 2 diabetes, listen to me. They want to meet you, too, and you're going to want to meet them. If you're taking medications for diabetes and you're tired of it, and you're afraid of kidney problems or being on dialysis or heart problems or maybe having to have your feet amputated, and that all is stuff that happens with folks that have diabetes, you need to talk to the folks at MD Health and Wellness about reversing the diabetes. Yes, it can be done. And they'll tell you how. They can explain it a lot better than I can. If you want to know more, you go to mdhealthwellness.com. If you can't remember that, go to frankopinion.com. And click on sponsors. It'll say menu, then sponsors, and everybody's in alphabetical order, and there they are, MD Health and Wellness.
All right, it's time for a final check on traffic airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, I'm looking. First of all, they cleared the accident that was on Highway 270 at Tesson Ferry. All lanes are open, but boy, you are jammed up from Page. There is no opening at 44. It's Page to about the Sappington Road overpass now. We're just circling over downtown and looking at this accident. It's on westbound 70. It's just after the Market overpass, the new overpass. It's in the left lane. I do not see it. Now, this is it. Got called over to me about 10 minutes ago. There is nobody with it yet, so it's causing delays back onto 55 and 55 in Park. Looking at eastbound 40, you're thinned out. Westbound 40 is slowing now from Vandeventer, and then it's heavy again from Kings Highway through McCausland. Westbound Highway 44, you're slowing Kings Highway through Hampton, and eastbound 270, just a little bit heavy now right at Lindbergh. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices, period. Backpacks, binders, notebooks, folders, post-it notes, make low prices happen. Staples, make more happen. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. When severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
The Big 550, KTRS.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Trust the security leader for over 140 years to protect your home, family, and all you care about. ADT Security. It's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
At lunch today, I walked up to a Manchester police officer and thanked him for what they do. Felt good for him and for me. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You do get lost now here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis. You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
An elderly Cahokia man is shot during a home invasion. How he's doing tonight and what the crooks took. A mother is charged with having two witnesses killed to keep them from testifying against her son. Details of the disturbing plot that ended with five people behind bars. How Baldwin police are saying thank you tonight to the community that's rallied around them after the shooting of Officer Mike Flamion. Good evening, I'm Sandy Miller.
And I'm John Brown, in for Rafer Weigel. First on Fox 2 News at 6, Cahokia police are searching for dangerous home invaders.
They shot an elderly man, then stole his car, according to police. Fox 2's Kelly Hoskins is live at the Cahokia Police Department. And Kelly, what do we know about the victims at this point?
Sandy, detectives here say the victim is 86 years old and a United States veteran, and that he would help...